fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Friday, the 18th of September. Prepper tip of the day, I want you to check the condition of all your magazines for your rifles, shotguns, pistols. Make sure they're clean, no rust, no dents, that they function properly. And, of course, that you got enough. That's absolutely necessary, that you have enough. We do have Dr. Lynn Wilbert with us. We do this every Friday morning, the third hour. Dr. Wilbert is my personal physician, and we talk about health-related matters. If you'd like a private consultation, possibly become a client of Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call. If he's not there because he's out chasing that little white ball around the golf course, because that's what he loves to do, just leave a message. He'll get back with you. That telephone number is 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. So much fun to be here again.
Well, these weeks seem to fly by even quicker each week, don't they, sir?
It is absolutely mind-boggling. And I remember some of my elderly relatives as I was growing up. They said, oh, wait till time really flies by. And I'm going, yeah, right. Summer lasts forever.
Right.
Not that I want to go back to school, but it seems like summer was forever. No, these days, this is September. Closer to the end than the beginning. We count back 4 months, that's May. We count forward, that's December. December will be here faster than May went away.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
That's how fast time is moving.
Well, I know you've been visiting Washington, Missouri frequently to find a location for your new office. Beautiful time to be driving those roads, isn't it, sir?
It is absolutely gorgeous. Leaves actually started changing here late August. And I used to grow up until this year. Well, last year I didn't grow much either. But I used to grow pretty extensively. Then I took it down to tomatoes and peppers and things like that. But I noticed the changes in the environment. And I'm getting ready for the wintertime right now. Right this very moment. Because
absolutely.
I looked at the Farmer's Almanac, and they're always on target. They said there's going to be more snow in most areas. I've seen 70 winters, and it's not like I look forward to seeing another one. I don't like them anymore, but they're necessary. I like the change in the seasons. The only thing is that I don't play snow golf. I don't play rain golf. I don't play snow golf. And so I'll have to just play inside or visit warmer climates. But it's an environmental change. And if the environment is changing, guess who else is changing? You and I.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So
you must acclimate to that change.
A package of orange golf balls would not be something you would look forward to getting, is it?
A package of orange balls? Oh, I can see them a little better in the green grass. But not
you
in
see
the
them
snow.
You can see them in the snow. That's what I'm talking about. But,
No. I'd rather go cross-country skiing in the snow or watch the snow.
Understood. Well, Doctor, what expectation people are changing with the changing season? Tell us about that, sir.
Well, again, I refer back to a gentleman I've studied. He's an Austrian physician in the early 1900s, Hans Selye. And the human being, well, all of creation perfectly adapt to the environment. You see environmental change going on right now. The trees didn't decide to set themselves on fire. There's no such thing as climate warming. Well, how about you come from under that rock and take a look? Or just don't take anybody's word for it. Go visit and see the change. I saw a Google Earth map of the Malibu coast. It was amazing. I said, okay, it's only a matter of time before California falls in the water. Because now you got rain, erosion, trees coming down, and a lot of that land's going to go into the water. And so Hans Selye says there's environmental changes that the body must adapt to. And again, the body is a perfect, like microorganisms and bacteria and viruses, they are perfect adaptogens. The same white snow bunny in the Arctic is the same brown bunny in South America. The very same. Why do they have different fur? Because they live in different climates. I spent three winters in Minnesota too long, and it didn't help me to like winter, but I don't look forward to my eyeballs freezing in place again.
Right.
It's uncomfortable. So one of the changes is exposure to one of the environmental stresses, exposure to heat, sun, and cold. And so heat does something to you, heat stroke. Cold does something to you, hypothermia. So what do you do? When I lived in Minnesota, I learned to dress in the cold. Two layers, three layers, four layers. Look like I don't have on much, but I'm layered up. And that cold weather can't get in. Another one is nutrition. What are you eating that's different in the summer? Because it has to be different. Another one is strong emotions. We may have some strong emotions going on now. And see, what we must realize is that every moment there's a stimulus, and unless you're not physically here, there's a stimulus to your system every moment that you are physically here. And so the response, the system's response to the stimulus is perfect, a concept that most people don't believe. If your body, the perfect messenger, says, hey, you know, you've been running off load in this Ford Focus for a while with your lifestyle. So, you know, heart started to complain, and I'm telling you that it's complaining. So what you going to do? Well, like that noise in your car, it goes away. And you don't pay any more attention to it. Then all of a sudden your body gets your attention and says, okay, I told you once, I'm going to tell you twice. How about you go do something about it? And a typical example, and I'm sure we'll get to this, would be cholecystectomy. That's my big doctor word for today.
Okay.
Cholecystectomy.
What's that word again? It's about four or five syllables?
Cholecystectomy. Colitis. That's inflammation of the gallbladder. Cholecystectomy. And so you've had gastric distress over the years. And if you have to sit down at a meal and you have some kind of Rolaids, Tums, Alka-Seltzer. Remember that? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, that's what right. a relief that's right. it is.
Right.
Well, that's relief. It's not addressing why you have heartburn. It's not addressing why you have gastric distress. And so you go ahead and you eat whatever food, the wrong combination of food, meat and potatoes, starch and meat, starch and animal flesh of any kind, improper food combined. Number one cause of colon cancer, and colon cancer in this country is in the top five, I'm sure. Hasn't moved. I know heart disease is first. And so now you keep doing this for a decade. And now all of a sudden the Rolaids aren't working. And Alka-Seltzer should give you a hint. Alkaline seltzer.
Right.
The contents of the stomach, the environment of the stomach should always be acid. It's concentrated acid. If you took the acid in the stomach and put it on the counter, it'd burn a hole through it. That's why it erodes and burns a hole in your esophagus. Gastrointestinal somebody disease. GERD. Reflux disease. That's what it is. And so now you have improper digestive enzymes in the stomach. And you take an Alka-Seltzer. Now, the stomach is the only set of cells that should be acid. We were told that we have too much acid as we mature. That's a bunch of bunk. You have less acid as you mature because you got less everything as you mature. So why would you have more acid when you mature? Less movement, less hair. Less everything as you mature. Our job is to keep everything we got. So now, here you take an Alka-Seltzer, and it lands in the stomach, and it changes the environment of the stomach from acid to alkaline. Anytime there's a change of internal environment, it alerts the brain to the life-threatening emergency. Oh, it's just a little life-threatening emergency. No such thing. It's like being a little wet. No such thing. Put your big toe in the water, your whole body know you're wet. And so the brain says, oh, there's an emergency. Excuse me? Stomach cells, gastric cells, can you get busy making the acid that we need so we can neutralize the emergency? And you make your own digestive enzymes, and you think the Alka-Seltzer helped you. No, it gave you relief. It told you that. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. It didn't say, oh, what a fix. Oh, what a relief. See, in this country, we confuse the two. Relief doesn't mean fix. Relief is allopathic. Relief is comfort of your condition. I'd rather have everything get my attention from head to toe than run the risk of surviving a heart attack. Let me say it again. Tell me, body, and we use the word pain and hurt and all that. Those are word pictures that don't mean anything. It's just what we've been told by our mother. Oh, a little boo-boo, it hurts, don't it? And we think everything is a hurt or a pain. Oh, it's an awareness, an increased awareness. And again, I'd rather have an increased awareness from head to toe than have a heart attack, which is why most people die in this country. So anything you have is instead a heart attack. So address the cause. That's the engineer in me. If there's a problem, tell me what it is. And I'll go to the very beginning, starting with raw materials and wherever else I got to go to figure out where the glitch in the program is. So now, over a decade, you keep doing this, and your gallbladder secretes bile into the stomach to aid in digestion. So now, your gallbladder is responding to the command of the brain to neutralize the acid from lifestyle. Remember, acid is not good, but we're acid by function. We're alkaline by design. The more alkaline you are, the healthier your cells are, and you're as healthy as your healthiest cell. And so all of a sudden, the brain says, hey, we need some sodium because we've used up all of our organic sodium. That's why we got itis everywhere. Arthritis, gastritis, tenosynovitis, myositis, but you don't have heartitis. The sodium mineral is the Rolls Royce preferred mineral for neutralizing the acid to keep us alive. And so now, since you're not putting sodium in your body, because you can't make minerals, can't make vitamins, but vitamins are more important. If you didn't have vitamins, no, minerals are more important. If you didn't have minerals, you couldn't use vitamins. That's what they say in Europe, vitamins.
Right.
And so now the only other mineral that can do what sodium does is calcium. Problem is, for every one sodium, you need a whole bunch of calcium. So you eventually start running out of calcium, and your body protects itself by depositing calcium in your joints. Ooh, because now calcium is leaking out the bones, and weak, decalcified bones end up in, you know, hip fractures. Just fractured for no reason. I was talking to, I was in Seattle one time, teaching a seminar, and the Seattle Seahawks, that's what they are. That team came in, and there was a guy in a wheelchair, and I mean, these are football players, they're big. I asked him, what happened? He says, well, I was running downfield on the kickoff, and my leg broke.
Damn.
Did someone hit you? No. Did it run over something? No. Step and hold? No. What happened? It just broke. Well, how many times have you ran down that football field? As a professional football player, it's countless number of times. And it just all of a sudden broke. And I looked at him, I said, well, you're going to have more issues than that. I talked to him about 3 years later, and he was out of football. Not only had he had another fracture, but he had to have surgery. See, that's decalcification. Now, back to the gallbladder, it gives up its sodium because you got to neutralize the acid from living, specifically stinking thinking, less than positive thinking. And so now, when the gallbladder, I'll give up my sodium, what's left behind is a precipitant. It consists of cholesterol and bile. It's called gallstones. Ooh, gallstones? Oh, they're bad. No, they're not. They hurt, from what I've heard. Kidney stones, I heard they hurt too. There was a doctor flying back from a seminar here in St. Louis, and he shared the next week. He said, I hurt so bad on that plane, all the chiropractors wanted to work on me. I said, no, this is not an issue for a chiropractor. Emergency trucks were waiting for him, went to the hospital. He had kidney stones. He said, I didn't care if you shot my eyeball with Demerol. I didn't care. Pain is a very powerful motivator. So now the little tiny gelatinous gallstone is blocking the bile duct, and it is excruciating awareness. You think you're having a heart attack. And so you go to the emergency room and say, doctor, check me out. What's wrong with me? That's your first mistake. You think something wrong. Now you ask the other person who hasn't built the body, what's wrong with me? Nothing. He comes back. Oh, guess what? Great news. You don't have a heart attack. You have gallstones. What are we going to do, doc? Oh, very simple operating procedure. You can go home today. We will remove your gallstone. Cholecystectomy. And they show them off, too. They bring them to you in a little jar of fluid, these little gelatinous. This is what's causing my pain? Yeah. But now you don't have a gallbladder. Do you know we need every organ that we came here with? We don't need to donate any organs. This is a system. And every system depends on the efficient function of the other systems. They work together. So now you're missing a gallbladder, due to gallstones, cholecystectomy. I like that word. Guess who has to make the bile? Because you need bile for digestion, to aid in digestion. Who makes the bile? The liver. Ooh, largest organ, second to the skin.
Really? I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that large. We have a break, Doctor.
Yeah,
call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
There are Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 18th day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm proud to now once again have water filters available, the Ready Pure brand, superior to the Berkey water filters in a number of ways. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you'd like to be a client of his, have a private consultation, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. Once you have an emergency removal, because that's what it is, pain is a very powerful motivator. I don't think anyone in their, I won't say right mind, but again, pain is a very powerful motivator. It'll motivate you to donate organs. I mean, it just will. We don't like pain. We live in the allopathic, get rid of my pain yesterday and let me get rid of it fast by taking a pill. Well, again, getting rid of it doesn't mean get to the cause. It means cover it up, put a Band-Aid on it, mask it, until finally you give out physically and you die from heart failure. And so the liver now has to make bile to aid in digestion, but you have a vital digestive organ missing, the gallbladder. Now, the liver has upwards of 360 things to do. It doesn't need another one, but that's how the system works. And interestingly enough, the normal liver only extends about 2 inches below the inferior border of the rib cage. So if you just put your hand on your chest and you go right down to the bottom of your rib cage, and you feel where the rib stopped, then there's a little soft stuff, then go back up to the rib, and then 2 inches below that, up to 2 inches, is your liver. The rest of it is in your rib cage. Here's why posture is important. Standing up straight, important. Because most of your major organs, spleen, pancreas, lung, heart, liver, kidneys, gallbladder's gone, but it used to live there. Most of your major organs, except for your gut, lives in your chest cage, your rib cage, your chest cavity. And now that we have the advent of the smartphone, or the tablet, or some device that we bend forward to look at many moments during the day, we are decreasing the size of our chest cavity by, who knows, at least a third. And you do that long enough, by the time you're 90 years old, you cannot stand up straight because you've bent forward so many times. Yeah, just do it. Just bend something forward and forward. It'll start bending. And I have elderly clients that cannot stand up straight. I recommend everyone at some time during the day, maybe a couple times during the day, find a wall that's straight, put your heels, your glutes, your shoulders, and your head against the wall. Stand there and breathe. It'll be one of the most uncomfortable feelings there is. I learned proper posture my first trimester in chiropractic college. I say, really? Posture is that important. You stand up straight, you take the stress off your adrenals, and you don't make your adrenals throw you into diabetic state. I learned that from observation a long time ago. They didn't teach me that. I remember one time an expert testimonial chiropractic physician in spinal injury. And by the way, if you don't think you're injured in the 5-mile-an-hour motor vehicle crash, have another thought. When I was involved, and I did personal injury, because people don't realize how significant the injury is. You injure ligaments. Ligaments are the only structure in the body that don't heal 100%. Muscles do. Bones heal stronger if you break them and get them set properly. Ligaments, mostly 90, 92% healing, which means they lose a measure of their flexibility, stability, strength. Ligaments hold bones in place while muscles help those bones move. So therefore, when the joint articulates, when the joint touches each other to allow proper movement, the ligaments hold it in place. And so I was very fascinated by that. I looked at the, and all the insurance companies know, that's why most people, and I encourage this, get checked out. If you don't think you have an injury, at least get checked before you sign the dotted line and say, I wasn't injured. You're always injured. Always. Again, it was the last one I did, too. I show up at court as an expert witness. I have a giant poster, 5x6 poster, no, 4x6 poster, of the neck going forward and backward, hyperflexion, hyperextension injury, ripping of muscles and ligaments. I mean, it was a pretty graphic picture. I had a plastic model of the spine. My red tie, white shirt, gray suit, horn rim glasses, spit shine shoes. I'm ready.
Looking good. Looking good. We got a break here, doctor. Hold on. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 18th day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. You see a couple of beautiful photographs there. A photograph taken in the Caribbean. We have the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise in February aboard the Caribbean Princess, February 14th, 21st. And another cruise in Alaska on the Holland America's Eurodam, June 12th to the 19th. Get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? I do. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I get great night's sleep. You can also. You have arthritis pain, the Energy Cleaner will help you with that also. Only $285, shipping included. What a bargain. $285, shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Full, twin, king, California king, queen size. We got it all right there. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. PayPal's great. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. Toll-free online 24 hours a day. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's a 24-hour day order line only. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician. We're learning a lot here, as we always do. If you want a private consultation, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Doctor, we got a caller here on hold. We got Stuart in Maine. Good morning, Stuart.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Always good to hear you, Jesse. I got a lot of good information. I had a question, a comment and question. Years ago I think it began with a P, but I forget, and he had back problems. And he said that when he gave up, that...
Hello, Stuart.
Can you hear me?
Stuart, we got a real bad connection. We lost the last 5 seconds of what you said, sir.
I'm up on the woods here. I ran into someone years ago who said he solved his back problem by eliminating wheat from his diet. That the wheat somehow, I forget exactly, would the chemistry of it would lodge vertebrae or something, and had a tendency to expand. And the other point, number two, is regarding the
we're losing it. We lost you again there, Stuart. We lost you. Stuart, I'm going to suggest you call back next Friday when you got a better connection, because we really can't hear what you're saying. Let's take our next call here, Doctor. We got John in California. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Wilbert. Another great day. I'm, again, learning something new that you talked about in posture. And glad you mentioned that. My wife was talking about you get older. I can't remember if a doctor said this, but I know that when her older brother is about 3 years older, like 77. We're in our 70s. Shrinking over the years, you shrink because you look bent over. So they're saying you're shrinking. I kind of skeptical about that. What's your opinion on that? I like what you said. Just stand up against the wall and hold it. You know, it does make a difference. But what do you think about the term that said you're shrinking in your old age?
Well, that, John, you're right on point. That was the conclusion of my story that I was offering my expert opinion, testimony, that's the word. And the last question he asked me, because I had explained that there's three major structural components to the body, there's bone, ligament, and muscle. And of those three, the ligament doesn't heal completely. It's always in its process of healing. You have to strengthen the muscle around the ligament that supports the joint in order to get it stronger. And so to tell you how contentious this attorney was, he destroyed two witnesses before me, and they were perfectly legitimate witnesses, but the attorney wasn't competent enough to prevent that from happening. And so I said, okay, Lenny got change strategies. So I'm on the stand, he says, he's walking away with his back to me, he says, and you're Dr. Leonard Wilbert? I said, no, sir. He stops, turns around, looks at me, looks down to his paper. What's your name? Dr. Leonard Brian Wilbert. Okay, you playing. Yes, I am. It's an intellectual game, and it's on, and I plan to win. Because I don't know how much time you spent reviewing this case, but I've been in chiropractic for over 25 years, and I studied every day. That's how I earn a living. Now, I didn't say that, but again, I don't get emotional when I speak, especially when I'm have an opportunity to share with the jurors and the judge and all the other attorneys. And so he says, well, isn't it true, Doctor, I've been practicing 25 years, I'm in my late 50s, blah, 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 blah. Isn't it true that over time everyone shrinks inside? I said, no, sir, not true. He says, what do you mean? I'm shorter already. I said, well, here's what I mean. The only reason why you shrink in size after you reach your maximum growth period, which varies for each person, I grew another inch when I was 21 years old. And so once you reach your maximum growth, it's up to you to maintain the most marvelous mechanical structure on the planet. Maintenance. John, you let that Triumph sit up too long and see how it runs for you.
That's right.
And right now, that machine and everyone else's car is not moving. The only thing in your car moving right now is your clock. The motor, the transaxle, everything, the wheels, nothing is moving. You as a human being do not get that luxury unless you're not physically here. So from the moment you physically develop, separated from your mother, to the moment you expire, everything keeps moving continuously. There's no system on the planet that doesn't need periodic maintenance, including your nerve system and your body. So I said, no, sir. The reason why I'll be the same height, I'm 6 feet tall right now, I'll be 6 feet tall when I finish. Because people don't know how to maintain their spine. If you do daily spinal exercises and allow the disc, which is the pad, and I had explained this already, the pad in between the vertebrae, they are allowed to imbibe water over time, which is the opposite of most people. They don't stretch their spine. They don't have a big Swiss ball. I didn't say this at the time, but I do. Lay on that ball, inversion table. You have gravity pushing down on your head every day. It has an effect. Gravity has an effect on you and everything else. And so, no, I'll be 6 feet tall when I finish because I know how to maintain my spine. He says, when you finish, what do you mean? I said, when I die, counselor. No further questions. So, John, in response, John in California, yes, it's called imbibition. It's the process of allowing the disc, the pad in between the vertebrae, to absorb water. That's why in the morning, after you've had a great night's sleep, you're taller than what you are in the evening. If you don't believe me, pay attention to how you adjust your mirror. In the morning, you raise it up a little bit. In the evening, it goes down a little bit because over the time, you've lost a little water space. Yeah. When you're laying horizontal, your disc space absorb water, which is another reason why water is important. Water is very important. So, yes, keep standing up really tall. Keep walking. Keep moving. And everything will come out in the wash because over time, And this is an important point, and I share this with my clients. How long do you think it'll take you to get rid of the condition that you created? Well, I've had this for 30 years. Well, you got at least put 30 years in to get rid of it. What? Yeah, at least. And then once you fix it, guess what? Since you're a constant state of movement, you got to keep it going. Absolutely. So, one of my favorite stories again, I was just talking to my mother about this. She said, son, you know, I get acid reflux. Oh, really, mother? This is 2020. This would have been 15 years ago. Medical doctors told her she had a heart condition. I worked with her, put her on some heart nutrition, some Cataplex E2, which acts as nitroglycerin, is all natural products. And she never did take the medication with my insistence. She don't have that problem now. Well, she's still 91 years old. And she said, well, son, I got acid reflux. And again, what is acid reflux? Here's what it is. Related to gastrointestinal reflux disorder. All that nonsense. Every time you say it, it's a word picture. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay, how many words is a picture? Picture worth 1,000 words. I lost count already. Word pictures are more important than words. Word phrases are even more important than that. And I said, well, what you getting ready to do? She said, well, I'm getting ready to take me some baking soda. And what does that do for you? Well, it helps me with my acid reflux. Well, again, here's what I didn't explain this to her, but I have acid reflux and when you put food in your mouth, the tube that connects to the posterior oral cavity is called, there's two of them. One is a windpipe and one is a windpipe trachea, esophagus. And so the food goes down the esophagus, the the air goes down the trachea. When those two mix, you choke. So you don't want that. So food's going down the trachea. It enters the stomach. But in order to get to the stomach, it has to go past the diaphragm. The stomach is underneath the diaphragm. And there's a hole in the diaphragm. It's called the sphincter. I think it's gastric sphincter. What that muscle does, it clamps down on the contents, the acid gastric contents in the stomach to keep it from eroding back into the esophagus, because the esophagus doesn't have the same lining around it that the stomach does. And so over time, from improper food combining and being at stress when you're eating, always be have your mind at peace when you're ingesting anything. And so the combination of decades of improper food combining, gastric distress, heartburn, blah, 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 belching, bloating, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden you start to weaken that sphincter muscle. And since you've got all this combustion going on in the stomach, every time you eat a meal, over time it's going to weaken the sphincter muscle in the diaphragm. So when it goes to that gastric distress again, some of the contents erode from the stomach into the esophagus. Ooh, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Because the esophagus doesn't have the lining that the stomach has. They have very specific duty. And so over time, you keep doing it. It's called acid reflux. Well, that's an appropriate term. My question is why? I've always been the why guy. Always. I used to stand in the kitchen and turn the light switch off and on and wonder why it does it every time. Yeah. Until my mother said, quit playing with that light, boy. Okay, mother, how'd you know that? But I'll quit. And so she said, I'm going to take some baking soda. Well, baking soda is sodium bicarb. Sodium bicarbonate is one of the most alkalizing substances on the planet. So when she mixes up sodium bicarb, you may as well take Rolaids, Alka-Seltzer, whatever it is. I said, Mother, I'm glad it gives you some relief. Because if you get an acid reflux, you don't even want to lay down and go to sleep because that stuff comes back up. Ew, boy, it burns. It tastes bad. Yeah, it's not supposed to. It just left your mouth and went to your stomach. It's not supposed to come back. But the reason why it comes back is because the sphincter muscle in the diaphragm is weakened and you're still improper food combining. And that's it. And so I told her, I said, Mother, you go ahead and do that. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. And here's what I would love for you to do. I want you to stop the coffee. I want you to stop your bagel in the morning, just for now, just for now. And I want you to, if you want to eat an egg in the morning, do that. But I want you to steam some broccoli. Put it in a steamer and steam it until, she say broccoli? Yeah, I want you to make a broccoli egg omelet. Do butter and olive oil and all that stuff. And I want you to steam the broccoli until if you drop a metal fork on it, the broccoli collapses. Well, that means you don't have to do much digestion. Can you eat broccoli for breakfast? Sure you can. We just don't. I do. I'll have a leftover.
That sounds delicious, broccoli. Doctor.
It is.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It sounds Doctor, we got a caller we need to take here. We got Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, John. First off, I heard. I like to know. I heard olive oil and virgin olive oil and a little bit of garlic is very healthy for you as far as your bones. I do notice. I was reading a thing about the Dutch. Maybe the doctor knows about the Dutch. They're the tallest people on per capita on Earth, and they eat a lot of nutmeg. You know anything about that, doctor? Nutmeg.
Absolutely. One of the most powerful spices on the planet. Nutmeg, and, red pepper, spices
yes. And,
are a nutrient-dense necessity for
yes.
food. My motto is it has to be delicious and nutritious. I mentioned in the
yes.
past my son's a chef. He inherited that stuff from me. And then he decided to go to school and get some credentials. And so, you know, he teaches me some things. But when
yes.
I go into a restaurant, I want to know what it is. Even if I have to bribe the chef, or I'll figure it out. Yes, nutmeg,
very good for you. Garlic, it has its ups and downs. It has its ups and downs, and you know, if you like garlic, anything in moderation is good. But here's what happens when you consume broccoli. Broccoli is of the cruciferous vegetable family, like green leafies and kale and collards and all that stuff. And of all the vegetables you can eat, the cruciferous ones are the most nutrient dense. In fact, they have the most sodium, organic sodium. They did a study in this country in 1930, looked at a couple of collard greens. It had about 158 grams of iron. They did again in 1950. It had 22 grams of iron. And then it did again in 1970. How many grams of iron do you think they found then? 2.2 grams of iron.
So, hold that thought. Yes. Dr. Tom, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday the 18th. Doctor, we're quickly running out of time to help Tom out here.
Yeah, one more thing, Dr. Wilbur. That one last caller was talking about people shrink. I was wondering if you need a higher dose of calcium and vitamin D. And also, doctor, maybe you can answer this question for me. I heard when you get older, there's a process called the woofing process. You heard about that?
Yes.
Or even like when you have a broken bone and the bone's broke.
Yes.
And
yes.
What, can you explain what a woofing process really is? What is that?
Well, again, it's decalcification of bone. It takes out the minerals. And see, you don't, your body makes vitamin D. The reason why it doesn't make vitamin D is because it doesn't have the proper ratio of calcium. In order to convert calcium and vitamin D that you get from sun, in order to convert calcium, you need phosphorus to make vitamin D. 10 parts calcium, 4 parts phosphorus to make vitamin D. You're calcium deficient when you're sodium deficient. You get most sodium from green leafy vegetables. If you look at the blue zones of the world, the people that live over 100 years old, they eat nuts, berries, spices, vegetables, very little animal protein. If it works for them, it works for me. Want to know how I know? Because I do it. I do it. Spices are chucked full. So, Tom, again, the reason why you have those, you step off a curb and break a bone. No, that's not supposed to happen. It's because you didn't know you were decalcifying. And since the body knows it needs a lot of calcium to replace the sodium to buffer the blood to keep you from having a heart attack, it'll break your bone and allow you to lay down so the heart can heal. Marvelous compensatory system. So in order to not, I don't take a calcium supplement. I don't take a vitamin D supplement. I load myself up with green leafies. I take green leafy supplements from a couple of different nutrition companies. I eat greens 3 times a day. I eat a salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat green things in between because I know I want my mineral to be, sodium mineral to be at its maximum. So if I have sodium, I can convert vitamin D because I don't have to use calcium to replace sodium. It's like driving from the East Coast to the West Coast in a Ford Focus or in a Rolls-Royce Bentley. Which would you prefer with 8 people?
You can easily fit
8 people in a Rolls-Royce Bentley. You can fit them in a Focus, too, but you're going to stop a bunch of times. And so calcium is the only mineral that can fill in for sodium. Other minerals do other things. But minerals, sodium, that's why I recommend the people with gastric distress, start off by eating broccoli, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get tired of it, figure out how to fix it different. Put some organic cheese on it. Put some chickpeas with the broccoli and the eggs and get creative. Let your taste buds, but make sure it's delicious and nutritious.
Tom, thank you for the call. Doctor, we're out of time, sir. Thank you. Have back next Friday.
Awesome, John. Have a great one.
All right. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, firearms, ammunition, ever get up your guns, please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.